You're listening to the Corporate Expat Experience. Hello, everyone, and welcome. Welcome back to those who have listened in before, and to the new listeners, welcome. So happy to have you here. Also want to give a big thank you to those of you who have reached out, who've asked when we would be back, asking for more episodes, more guests sharing their stories and experiences. I really appreciate you and your feedback. And well, here we are back for season two of the Corporate Expat Experience. For the last couple of weeks, we have been in production, interviewing potential guests, recording sessions. And today I knew was the day to record this opening and preview for season two. This will be quick. I want to catch you up on a little bit of what's been going on, why we've delayed coming back, why we're here now, and to share with you what to expect in this season, this new season of the podcast. So going back a bit in late 2021, I had everything planned for my business. I had some great clients. The podcast was up and running. The book was in progress with plans to publish. And I was preparing for new offerings to support the corporate expat audience and community that was building. And like I said, I was working with some really fantastic clients and startups. A call from a former colleague resulted in a change of course that I was not expecting. He had been hinting for a few months about a potential opportunity that he expected coming up with a startup. When things looked like they were going forward, they were getting funded, we discussed an advisory role with a nonprofit foundation, which was intriguing. And then we started talking more about a fractional role, which I thought would fit really well with my business. I could still work with my clients, run the podcast, and finish the book. It would also give me this new experience that I hadn't had before, but I had talked about in the podcast and in working with clients. The opportunity to live in two different worlds, one working with a business, a startup, and then the other having my own business. So this fractional role would allow for both and really did give that best of both worlds model. It was quite appealing. After I met with the CEO of the foundation, an offer was made that was literally life-changing. My plans changed. I knew that this would be much more than a fractional role and that I would need to be all in, considering the time frame and the work at hand. This nonprofit foundation became my main focus, and my podcast, my book, and other aspects of my business were put on hold for the past year. I knew that dedicating the year was the right thing for me to do. And while I told myself that I would re-engage in those aspects of my business next month or next quarter, to be realistic, the travel, the work, and the building, it just wasn't possible until now. It took me a bit over a year to get settled in and to be at a point where I was ready to regroup and get back into my work that I had started in late 2021. Now, the past year has been absolutely amazing, and I have learned so much, and I'm so grateful for it. This past year has been about learning new technology, new business models, meeting new people, attending more conferences than I have in my entire career. I had the opportunity to speak at several events, including speaking at the United Nations in New York. And I spoke about investing in women and the pivotal role women play in emerging technologies. I got to ring the bell at NASDAQ. I traveled to new cities and new countries. And I was very proud to launch a women's initiative focused on women in Web3 and supporting them and connecting them. This was a year of learning, investing in a new opportunity and in myself. Very much like a travel experience, the corporate expat experience, where you learn so much about the world and people, and you just learn so much more about yourself. I met some incredible people and learned how they were following their dreams and making a positive impact with their businesses, their projects, their endeavors. And I knew that this was the corporate expat experience that I needed to have and I needed to share with you so that you might find that inspiration, or maybe spark a new idea, or gain some motivation that would move you in your journey. So this season, we will be bringing you more insights into my journey from this past year and going forward, plus so many guests. I cannot wait to share with you the absolutely incredible people that I've been meeting along the way who are starting up new businesses. They're creators, they're builders, and the investors. They will be sharing their stories, their ideas, their advice. These are people who have been there, who are doing it now, and several who are supporting and investing in entrepreneurs as well. We will continue to navigate the stages of the corporate expat experience so you know what to expect in your move. You can plan ahead, or you can use it as a confirmation that you're on the right track. I am so excited to be back and so incredibly grateful for this opportunity. I hope that you will tune in to follow the journey, meet some incredible new people, hear their stories, and enjoy the insights into the corporate expat experience. See you soon and bye for now. Thank you for listening. And if you enjoyed this episode and would like to help support this podcast, please hit subscribe, leave a rating and review, share it with others, or post about it on social media. For show notes, links, to connect with guests and more, visit us at corporate-expat.com. And be sure to catch the next episode with more insights and inspiration to support your corporate expat experience. Bye for now.